Blog Talk Radio.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Pete, the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flatteries, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's ground with agarden.com.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this fine Saturday afternoon, morning, evening, whatever time of day it happens to be for you. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we are dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as encouraging, empowering, and informing folks who are interested, whether it's to live the lifestyle or just have more, you know, general knowledge in their brain bank. I am your host, Audrey. I'm here with the lovely co-host, Miss Phoenix.
Hello. I hope you are all doing amazing this fine Saturday or Sunday if you're listening with Mix 105. But I hope you all are enjoying your best barefoot lifestyle. If you're a barefooter here, I know with winter, it's really hard to do that. And I'm sure But it's not impossible, you know? So we can kind of get into my and Audrey's own experience as winter, and maybe that kind of, you know, helps make you guys feel a little understood, too. Is there anything else in particular you wanted to, like, jump into?
I do need to mention our socials real quick. I realized I skipped it. That's not on you. So if you guys want more information, you can look us up at barefootislegal.org. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I do the Instagram. I've not been doing the best job. I'm not even going to go into it. Health and work, both in the toilet some days. That's Real Barefoot is Legal. We have Barefoot is Legal, too, on TikTok. I know all of us on the moderate team, we are attempting, you know, doing the best we can. We all have other stuff, but we're trying to put more focus into it, me especially. You can look up some different videos. I shared there's a bunch from last winter. There will be some from this winter. I've got photos. I just haven't turned them into reels yet, but I will by next winter.
It's definitely been a hard time for everyone. And, you know, those that are, you know, listening, have listened in the past, know that I do astrology stuff. I use astronomy-based astrology because it is the most accurate to what's actually happening in the sky. And
I'm just a hot mess of a fart bomb.
We've had a lot of retrogrades over this last year. And I'm not talking about, like, this year so far. Like, we have had, like, I would argue a record-breaking level of retrograde.
Probably.
At one point, and then that we've seen.
I don't think there's been a single time last year that there's been nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something.
2020, the astrological energy has been a lot more intense. Retrogrades have been a lot more intense. And retrogrades are meant to be periods of growth, healing, revaluation, learning, new opportunities. And so these are, these periods are rough, but they are meant to aid us in our growth. We have to think about how much even our society has been through the last 3 years now. There's a lot that has happened.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and even you can argue 3 years, starting right at 2020, 2021, 2022, and going on, 4 years, if anything. And there's been a lot of really intense energy and, astrology doesn't necessarily mean that this one thing is going to happen. It is a spectrum of energy and
it's
fluid.
Kind of like a generalized energy feeling that every person interprets differently.
Yeah, and in our bodies, and even if you get into other stoic stuff, like our human design type is different. But I've even found using my astrology placements and my human design in relation to grounding through barefooting in my own spiritual practices, and I've known this for many other people, it helps them make more sense of themselves and how they interpret energy. Because, like, when we got into,
And it makes more sense why I've been even more stubborn even in the winter the last couple years. Like, I've learned one time so far. Once. I'm very proud. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's
but
awesome.
But I don't encourage, I only encourage people to do that if they feel like they can
winter. That's
so
awesome,
far, yeah.
Though. You know, and that's not...
We still got a couple months to get, at least a month, probably two. So high, you never know what you're going to get.
We still get snow in March.
February is sometimes spring, sometimes winter. We never know.
Yeah.
Same for March. Like, we never know what we're going to get till we get it.
And
so
I have definitely had to wear shoes a lot more this winter just for, like, my own health issues.
It's been freaking cold, dude. Don't get me wrong. There was a time or two where I was like,
But when we had the nice weather, I'm like... I'm all for, you know, getting the chance to barefoot.
I was
finally
at the soaking wet, freezing cold campground last weekend, and I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't so bad. There were a couple of times I was like, whoops, maybe, but I was proud of myself. That's something. I'm not, like, encouraging, talking about that anybody that can't, but I'm proud of me. I'm like, I did it.
To be proud of ourselves in those ways without, you know,
being proud of myself doesn't
feel
mean
bad.
Yeah, that's what I say. Being proud of myself doesn't mean I'm tearing anybody down.
Yeah. And
nothing to do with anybody
we
else.
We really need to, and it's good, and I'm not saying just for barefoot is legal, but for any circle, and I'm not saying there's like necessarily an issue that is a rise I can think of in the community here, but I just want to say, like, if we really want to be any kind of community that is actually a community, you have to drop the jealousy dynamics. You have
well,
to
that's
drop
the thing is, I think a lot of times
these insecurities and that you're projecting on other people.
Right. I would say it's not even necessarily the people that are proud of themselves. It's the people that are jealous of what they're doing. And
yeah.
It's kind of like, I've noticed, like, when I do something good and, like, there's certain people that I, like, get clapped back from or whatever you call it, whatever it's called. And I'm just like, I'm allowed to be proud of me. Like, it doesn't mean you're doing bad. It just means I'm doing good. Okay.
And that may not be safe for another person to do.
Right.
We all have very different bodies. The cold.
I don't want you doing it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. The cold
is so detrimental.
For my, you know, now sometimes, okay, well, here, let me explain, because I have two thoughts. So I'm like, well, sometimes it can
just
help.
Just do? That's amazing.
I know. Usually I
break those
buttons
already.
No, actually, they broke themselves. Good.
Oh,
so,
sorry. ADHD stuff.
No, you're good.
Whoa.
No, for reference, guys, I only have one earpiece on my glasses. So the other one just fell out. Like, the adhesive glue just came out. So I can still pop it back in, but it falls out sometimes.
Is that true?
Yeah. So the screws right here where they're, like, glued into the glasses, somehow the adhesive glue broke down on the other side.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, it just fell out. So I can still stick it back in, but it can fall out at times. And then
I think
it
has different glue with me. Anyway, carry on.
But,
sorry. Focus.
What I was going to say is, no, you're good. Anyway, with, you know, my muscular issues and with my, you know, osteoarthritis and scoliosis issues, the cold does make it a lot worse. I mean, and I've even noticed when I try to test my limitations, which I have tried to kind of push myself, but then I have to reel it back in and be like, oh, okay, this is too much. Like, you know, being outside, like, you know, being outside for 20 minutes is not very ideal for me a lot of the time. But sometimes too, if I'm like, you know, indoors all day and stuff like that, going out, like I did this a couple times. I had a video where I was in the snow barefoot for 20 seconds. I haven't shared it with anybody. I was planning on doing it at some point, and then I haven't really been posting much on social media, even for my own health. It's just been, you know, kind of hard, I feel like. But
I know we're trying to do better, but some days just to making it through the day for me is a good day. I'm still doing better than where I was a few months ago. Don't worry about that. But, like, there's just still some days I'm just like.
I want people to understand that Audrey and I are two people that have multiple chronic illnesses on top of being neurodivergent.
Mm.
And ADHD, autism paralysis, those are real things. Real people experience these things. They are executive function disorders. Like, it affects, you know, your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it does.
And you can often go into a freeze where you're like, and I know even too, where it's like, I'm sure too, where it's like you have so many ideas, and then you're like, I don't know which one to do first, and that can bring on an ADHD.
I made up a lot of weird words trying to say 12 things at once.
but what I was gonna say too,
my coworkers were like,
it's
the other day. I literally trying to think 5 things I was trying to do in my room, and they're like, I don't know what you said.
And it's just sometimes like forgetting the words for things. Like, I couldn't remember. Oh, like, I was showing my younger sister yesterday how to use her air fryer. Because here I, you know, my home, my apartment, and she's still a minor, so she still lives by her parents. And I couldn't remember the word for beep, so I said, oh, the air fryer rang. And she was like, what? And I was like, it rang. And I was like, it took me a second. I was like, beep, there we go. You know, so sometimes, you know, bear with us, you know, if we don't make sense sometimes, that can be it. But what I was going to say, too, is sometimes when my inflammation is really bad, going outside in the cold for, 2 minutes.
It's like a giant ice pack.
Or putting my feet when they feel very inflamed, putting them in the snow for 20 seconds,
really does help. And I feel like, I also get the grounding effects in general that we've
seen. How can you do it, go barefoot in the cold? I'm like, well, what do they do after physical therapy when you've, worked a muscle? They ice it down. It's just like, I'm just icing it down just outside. It's the same thing.
Yeah, and that's one thing I do like about, early spring. I always think it's the best because it's not too cold, but it's still cool enough, or the ground is still cool enough where I need that cooling effect.
Yeah.
Now, going out in the snow for a long period of time is not ideal for me, but the fact that you're able to do that is amazing, and I don't take that as a knock at me. And I know that we are two different people with two different bodies and two different experiences.
And like I always say, the only person you're trying to be better than is who you were yesterday.
Exactly.
That's it. Like, I'm in competition with no one but myself.
Yeah.
I just want to be a better person every day.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Some days I fail. Some days I go backwards.
Well,
but my goal. You don't always make your goals for others. You don't always take your goals. You can have them. Don't give up on them.
Well, sometimes, too, it's about what is your best that you are capable of right now. And our best changes. We are complex beings with complex factors in our lives, different obligations.
Exactly.
And I know that's been something that's been really frustrating for me, where it's like I have so many projects and I have to plan, working on stuff to get back more into posting content with astrology. It's been very frustrating for me as somebody, who
frozen.
Just feeling in a very frozen state, but I've had a lot of things. It's like, I think it's the time in our life, and we're finally, finishing up the retrograde period of Mars retrograde. I'll explain that in a second. And we're still in the retrograde period of Mercury retrograde.
I'm not going to lie.
No, you're good. So retrograde refers to the post-shadow period after retrograde. So everything is still transition.
We're
still kind of wrapping up things.
I thought you got garbled like we were just talking about. I've never heard that term, friends. I was like, that's why I literally look at you like, what are you saying?
And most people don't. But it's also been frustrating for me as somebody that, gets very scientific with these things. Spirituality and science.
No, I love learning new words. Don't get me wrong. And that wasn't meant to be judgy either.
No, you're good.
Can we just talk about this?
And we broke down the One Health article that was talking about grounding. Grounding is something that a lot of, not all, but there are a lot of barefooters that, grounding and barefooting, it is a very spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're also able to find information that these effects that, spiritual people have been talking about for a long time.
I think
for
almost all of us, at least to a degree, grounding is a key reason, purpose. It's one of the key factors. That's what it is. Factors for most, if not all. It's in there somewhere. Whether it's not the importance list, there's different levels for each factor for each person.
Yeah.
But I think for every, I don't think every barefooter does it for the neurotypical sensory issues like I do.
Yeah.
I don't think every person does it for, the pain relieving or whatever. But I think I could be wrong. I could be mistaken. But I feel like I think at least to some degree, the grounding aspect is important in some degree to all barefooters.
Yeah.
It seems to me like that's one of the main
reasons. Well, and you have to remember.
But again, I've not met every single barefooter there is, so I could be mistaken.
Well, I think what you're saying there is definitely a lot of truth to, because if we think about it, we're all different people. We all barefoot for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But we are multidimensional beings, whether a lot of us realize it or not. We are physical. We are emotional. Mm-hmm. We are mental. We are spiritual, we are energetic, and there are other dimensions.
And then go Wayne's World. Are you mental? I was there every dang time you say that.
I'm sorry.
We are mental. I was there.
So, your grounding reason could be, for chronic pain. It could be for heart issues. Because the article we broke down a few months ago, got into, there's so many different health effects. But there's mental health effects for sleep, for with insomnia, but also just with different mental conditions. It's very helpful whether you're neurodivergent or you have a mental illness.
Right.
So it has its benefits on every level. And even when we were getting into the science of it, it was talking about on an energetic level. And so when I refer to energetic, I am referring to those electromagnetic fields that that article broke into, and that's grounding. Works just like anything else that has electrical currents needs to be grounded through the earth. So do we. It's already been recognized for a couple decades now that that our brains have electrical signals. Exactly. So you know, and this grounding research has been around when we were, you know, since the 20s.
Right.
There was a lot of just fruitful research in the 20s and 30s that we actually got lost through social propaganda along the way.
Yeah.
And now we're rediscovering. And obviously, you know, I'm not here to, you know, we're not here to promote any drug use. But one thing I did think was interesting was in laboratories to treat a lot of mental illnesses, even schizophrenia, they were able to use psychedelic or psychoactive drugs, which we still have psychoactive drugs that people get all the time for mental disorders.
Yeah.
But these drugs that we look at as no-no and major threats, they actually found a lot of great uses for them because they were in a controlled laboratory setting where they actually also took spiritual experiences on these substances into recognition. And so I just, like, you know what I mean? So they actually had a way of being able to study spiritual experiences on these substances scientifically.
Yeah.
So there was a branch between science and spirituality and religion in the 20s and 30s.
It's not real science.
Or like parapsychology and is a big term for it. Recognized nowadays, but
like
they were able to find the branch between these two things. And what actually caused the problem with these drugs, these substances, was when they got onto the streets and people weren't doing the guided meditation practices. Because you have to think that like a lot of these substances have been used for thousands of years for different reasons, even
when you're on them, people are very open to suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're somewhere that's not safe and you're not getting like the directed questions and lines, it's going to obviously you're going to go wherever else you are.
Yeah. And then so it can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But because of this public danger, they, you know, they ended all their research and it got shut away and nobody knew about it. And so I've been watching a lot of things bringing this up. So, but you have to think people that used these before, you know, the 50s when they, and 40s when they, and so on, when they got onto the streets, when people were using them, they were using them in spiritual settings where they had some form of guided spiritual meditation. And so even in labs, yes, it wasn't the same spiritual settings, but they still made room for spirituality and they still found a way of doing guided meditation. And so I'm not here to, you know, recommend anybody do these on their own or anything, but I think that it shows that there is a lot of science that has been able to branch spirituality and with it, or within it, and also show that things are a lot more complicated. Our minds are a lot more complicated than we think.
There's almost,
so
nothing, that,
there's almost nothing that's like black or white, digestible either. On substances. That's where it becomes dangerous, where people are in triggering settings. Well, you know.
Right.
And so.
Well, and then there's like one of them. I can't remember the name of it. I know it's like, it's they call it the zombie drug or something like that. It gets
mm-hmm.
people can use it and like get them to do suggestions, and people like literally committed like heinous acts while on this because it was suggested to them. And
yeah,
it's I can't remember what it is. Somebody might know, but it's but
yeah.
I like people like are you able?
But the thing was too is they found that it could a lot of these substances could cure even schizophrenia,
yes.
bipolar disorder,
if used properly,
personality disorders, if used properly with the right support team in the right settings under the right administration, even so you know, and dosages. And so what I was trying to say too is there's a lot of things that, you know, started out good, but, you know, got out of hand. And so rather than finding out the problem, it's like things have been covered up. And I think that there's definitely a new movement coming in where we're going back to those older studies, that fruitful research
mm-hmm.
of the 20s and the 30s. And we're like, okay, how can we make this workable? That's why a lot of states have decriminalized stuff so they can start doing research on be able to extend these things so we can start. So it's like there was a big branch between spirituality and psychology and other sciences in the 20s and 30s, and we need to kind of go back to that. And because, and there has been a lot of propaganda dividing us, you know, and in terms of the spiritual community and the scientific community, and I'm sure that even influences the barefooting community, where you have some people that are probably like, oh, these crazy hippies, and they're like, you know, and they're looking at the physical reasons why they do it, which there is backed research for, but then the ones that are doing it for spiritual reasons, it's like, it's still easy for people to mock because
division. If it's not something you do, it must be wrong. Everybody sees the word. I'm going to say everybody, but so many people in the world see everything as right or wrong. Right or wrong. And so if it's not, I can't be wrong. So if it's not my way, it has to be the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody doing it a different way is wrong. And I'm like, y'all, there's just different ways of living. There's, I don't think there's a right or a wrong to it. Except though, be kind of what you can, don't be a jerk. That is a hill I will end on. know what I mean? Everything boils down to those three things. Be kind, mm-hmm. help when you can, don't be a jerk. And then I guess four things. And then just the only person you need to be in competition with is who you were yesterday. Like, don't worry about other people. Look at what you're doing. To me, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'll find that out later. I don't barefoot. I don't do anything that I do, even like this. This isn't for show. I know people, right now my purse looks like I'm trying to get attention. I just like sparkly stuff and pins. But I don't do anything I do for attention. I just live my life. Unfortunately, for me, who I would prefer literally to just sink into the background 90% of the time. But I like to be things that people like to look at, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense. And you're saying how, people act like you do these things. Thank you. Yeah, it's like, so live it for yourself. Live it for you. Like, as long as you're not hurting anybody, there's no reason for it to be, quote, unquote, wrong or bad or whatever. I don't think there's a right or wrong way. We're all here to find our, if there was one right or one wrong way, why would there be so many things to choose from?
Yeah.
Riddle me that. And people talk about, the fall of man, blah, blah, blah. Even if you believe in the Bible, okay, that's fine. But even then, there was only one thing for them to be wrong about. If you think about it, was the tree. So therefore, there was two choices. Why would we be given more if we failed at one?
Yeah.
Or two, technically. It doesn't make sense to my brain. Am I making sense right now, or am I just babbling?
What you're trying to say. I don't know if other people do. All of these differences. Even within Christianity, for example, it's the same root, but yet, we have a history, and this isn't, to be political or anything, and not even just our country, there's a global history of people of even the same religion of different denominations arguing and even killing each other over it. Or even we see how all Abrahamic religions have the same general root, and have a lot of the same general teachings, but we still have so much division among them. I think we have to realize, too, that this isn't even coming from the people. Much more
higher up
systems, higher up attitudes.
You guys, there's so many different places where people are from.
Yeah.
So it's like where you're from, you generally have a different culture than where somebody else is from. So obviously the way that you interpret something, it can be the same something, is going to be slightly, if not completely different than the other someone.
Yeah. And
that doesn't mean either you're really wrong. It just means you're different.
Yeah. And, we have to think, too, we're from the Midwest, but people on the East Coast, they have a very different upbringing. And, and you have to even think, too, how the natural landscapes influence our culture.
Exactly.
Ohio, for example, is a really big hiking place. I've met people from other states, come here from other countries, and they're like, "Oh yeah, Ohio is one of the most beautiful places."
Oh.
And I'm just like, "What?"
Every day. I never realized, and even until we went out west, I didn't realize how lucky, blessed, fortunate, whatever word you choose to use, that we were for all the forests we have here.
Yeah. Exactly.
All the options we have to hike. I never really thought about it, I guess. I knew I've always been grateful for trees. Like, they're one of my, they're just something I've always been connected to, trees and water and rocks, lots of rocks. But, like, I never realized, like, and obviously I knew, like, there were deserts and there's tundras and, there, you know, this, that, and the other. Obviously, I mean, I know that. You learn that in school and you see the photos, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But as, for someone who doesn't get to travel much, as especially as much as she would like, I would literally live in an RV if it meant I could travel every freaking place. I'm not going to lie. I would live in an RV.
Yeah.
Pack up my four kids, live in an RV. I would, absolutely, if it was an option. But it's not.
Yeah.
You still have to, you know, have a job, make money, and school your kids. And I would not make a good – I'm a great preschool teacher. I would be terrible at homeschooling the ages my kids are. I cannot do advanced engineering with my 16-year-old. There's no friggin' way. Anyway.
Yeah. And
getting distracted a little bit.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, you're good.
But, like, I just didn't – never realize, like, how many more we had compared to other states. Like, even other states that have, like, some national parks and things, we still, compared to the state, we have so many here that aren't even national parks. They're just parks. There's just, we're, and I'm grateful for that. And it's, like, so, and then it, so that it makes sense, you know, because I spent a lot of my childhood, you know, running around in nature. That's where my parents would take me. That's where, you know, we lived around cornfields, whatever. So it makes sense that that's where I would, like, lean to and go to. It's, like, it's just.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in a different place than, say, someone that did grow up out in the desert, who's going to probably lean more towards, like, the more natural sand and rock formations and different things over there.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're right and I'm wrong, or I'm right and they're wrong.
Yeah, because
it means we're different.
Yeah, even our differences of where our upbringing is, you know, that even influences our barefooting experiences.
Right.
You know, I think there was somebody we had on that lived up in the northern United States.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, closer to Canada.
Yeah.
And they have way more intense snowfalls.
Exactly.
And, you know, she was talking about how she's a full-time barefooter, except for in the winter when she wears snow boots.
Indiana, I think it was Freedom.
Was it?
I think so. She was talking about, because she, yeah, they get a lot of snow in Indiana, too. Like, more than we get even sometimes.
Yeah, especially if you're probably up more north, because we're even more south in Ohio, too.
Mm-hmm. That was the week I was camping, right?
I can't remember.
Sorry.
But you have to think, too, even people from, you know, Minnesota, where there's a lot more snow, their barefooting journey and experience is going to be so different.
And there will probably be some that can barefoot through that.
Yeah.
But there's going to be many that can't. And it's like, I'm not trying to say I'm a whole bag of butter beans or anything, because I can do it. I'm just saying, I'm different. You're different. They're different. Mm-hmm. People need to quit looking at different as bad.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going out there and I catch you, say, punching someone in the face for no reason, especially if it's somebody like a child or old person or anybody, really, I'm going to have negative feelings towards you, and I'm going to be like, WTF. But, like, if you're being out there, you mind your own business, and you're being kind, and even, you know, you're, quote, unquote, minding your own business, but you notice somebody needs help, and you're helping when you can, you're not hurting a single person in the world. Why would I have a problem with that?
Yeah.
Why would I want to make a stink about, whether you're wearing shoes or not, why would I want to make a stink about that?
Yeah.
Shoes don't make the person. The person makes the person.
Yeah.
That's my next tattoo. Just kidding. That's not going to be a tattoo. I mean, bad tattoo, but it might be a new motto. There we go. It could be a motto. But
yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
But,
sorry.
No, but you
I just,
are...
I get very, very heated about this, because it just, well, I mean, look at me.
Yeah.
Clearly, but not.
Well,
probably.
For reference, Luna's in Aries.
If anyone wants to see what exactly I'm talking about, look, you can Instagram, Facebook, whatever. But, like, I'm not, and I don't care about that. Like, I like colors, and I like crystals, and I like beads.
Yeah,
and I can never make up my mind on one.
Yeah, and, like, being kind of going, I think I'm assuming you're going back to the thing about people acting like you're doing things for attention.
Right, well, that and the fact that I'm just, like, I'm different than person. Like, even someone else that, like, might like you crystals, too, but you don't have nearly, just, you know what I mean? Like, it's like you're different in your crystal usage.
Yeah, like, I have them all over my apartment, but I have you know, these giant ones here, but, like...
Oh, my house is full of them, so bad.
You know, I don't always wear that much jewelry, you know, even, too. No, but that's the thing, yeah, like, we are all very different in everything we do, and our different environments, our different upbringing, you know, that those are integral parts of who we are. When you get into psychology, sociology, communications, our social environments are very key to who we become.
Exactly.
And so that's going to influence our different attitudes towards barefooting, you know? And I'm sure there's a lot more people out there that have to feel like they have to be a lot more defensive about barefooting because
right.
of the social factors.
Yeah.
Maybe not the, you know, the physical factors like we were talking about with, like, you know,
yeah.
how we have a lot of
taboo
West,
to it.
You know, they have a lot of desert and, you know, but so there's all these different factors. And so, you know, I am lucky even for myself to have a family that for the most part is very understanding about my barefooting, but I also do have certain members of my family
mm-hmm.
where I get that to having to feel defensive, where you feel like you have to argue with them, feel like you have to
explain
justify.
Yourself every time you're around them.
And it's like, I am just doing what's best for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, so barefooting can help with the inflammation in my feet, but sometimes because of my chronic health issues, I do have to choose to wear shoes, as frustrating as that is. And that's why
mm-hmm.
for me, like, I know friends that are like, oh my gosh, I love winter. And mm-hmm. I'm like, ew, gross, because for me, and this is, again, you know, this isn't necessarily factors in our upbringing, but different factors within our own bodies even, you know, we have our own differences there, where, well, me as somebody, you know, the cold makes my muscular and joint issues worse a lot of the
mm-hmm.
time. I'm like, ew, I hate cold. What are you talking about? But my physical experiences are very different than this other person. And like, even we were talking too about growing up in different areas. Like one of my friends who gets excited to see winter, she did her first like real snowfall wasn't until fifth grade because she grew up in California
okay.
and then moved. And she's actually the same friend that did the project over barefooting.
Okay.
And I plan on having her on at some point and kind of breaking down this project. She did a project for college and her cultural project was over barefooting.
Yeah.
And she, you know, had interviewed me and Audrey for it and had mentioned barefoot is legal. And she actually got a lot of really great feedback from her professor and her classmates, and I know we wanted to talk about that sometime, but scheduling has been an issue.
Right.
But for her growing up in California, it was a lot more common to also see people barefooting because, you know, you have beaches. You know, we don't really have those here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's also hotter in
general.
We got
Book Creek.
But with the snow thing, the only time, because her dad is from Ohio, and that's how they ended up back in this area, like her family in general. But her dad grew up around snow here in Ohio, so he would take them up to the mountains. And so that was her only interaction with snow. And then her mom is a Portuguese immigrant, and her mom is from an island, and they didn't really get snow there either.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, her mom even, you know, didn't have as much experiences with snow. And so for my friend, you know, growing up in California, she gets now is like so excited for snowfall.
Yeah.
But as somebody, you know, who has lived through so many, you know, I was born right, you know,
we're ready
to
move.
Fall.
We're ready to move down south.
Like
bye.
Out west or anywhere.
I've
there
been
is
ready
more,
since I was 10.
You know, and so even and yes, that may not tie 100% into barefooting, but even those differences can just make us look at different situations so differently.
Yeah.
And so, yes, there are people looking at Audrey like, oh, my gosh, you're crazy. You've only worn shoes once this winter. That's dangerous. That's unsafe. We're from, you know, I also wonder how many people that are saying these things are from areas that don't have snow.
Right, right.
You know, or they, when they do get it, it, like, breaks their state because they're not built to prepare for that. Like, you know, we've
right.
had a couple snowfalls down in Texas.
Yes,
lately.
And they were like, no winter coats.
Yeah, I mean, it was at the point where a lot of people lost water altogether because their pipelines couldn't handle it.
They weren't insulated for snow.
Yeah.
They were not insulated for that kind of cold. So naturally, of course, they're going to bust a little
mm-hmm.
bit. You know, whereas we, even in our just our homes, not just like the main water pipes, our homes are insulated to protect water pipes. So, and like they go so far down in the ground to keep them away from the snow so they don't bust under the earth and all that. So it's, but, like, places like that, they don't have to dig as deep. They just don't have to because
mm-hmm.
it's always warm. They don't have to worry about it. And then they get a freak snowstorm, and they're like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Or,
so,
and even
or,
our ideas.
There's so many different, like, climate textures. Well,
textures,
I mean, textures,
too, yeah.
That's not really what I meant to say. But textures,
but
it applies.
You know,
it applies. No, applies.
Yeah. No, and I get what you're saying, the textures even too, because like, you know,
mm-hmm.
we don't have desert, you know, region
mm-hmm.
the way that they do
some
out
of that, when we went out, I'm telling you, I did barefoot basically the whole
mm-hmm.
time, except when the asphalt was like 117, I couldn't, but like, even out in the desert, like, even when it's hot in the desert, the sand is cooler, so it's
okay.
not bad,
yeah.
it's just, it wasn't so hot, but like, some of it, there's one spot that's like the silkiest, softest, smoothest sand I've ever felt in my life, and then even just like a little bit away, it was like coarse with sharp rocks and cactuses and stuff. So it's like it was a little, I still did it. I picked a bunch of cactus stuff out of my foot. Still did it.
When
I don't know that I'd recommend it.
And I'm so for you to even get poked by a cactus. I'm like, wow, because, you know, I didn't even wear shoes last winter. And so you have tough, you know, you have pretty
there's
tough
some
feet.
Sharp, there's
so you have
super skinny ones, like the super skinny,
yeah,
super
no, I
get sharp,
mean.
Like.
I got one in my toe, but I was actually wearing sandals.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing.
That's hilarious.
So, I get
so imagine if you were
wearing,
how bad that would have been in your foot. But anyway, like.
Well, you have to think those two people in those climates, as far as I was going to say, is they probably have even tougher feet if they have a lot more rocky terrain.
Oh, yeah,
and a lot more
desert-like I do regular, terrain. You know, like, I don't know, Ohio gravel. And
yeah.
Like, but I don't know. It's again, it just goes back to my experience is different than their experience. Neither one of us are right or wrong. We're just living our best lives.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
Unless you look at letting people be and whatnot, that would be the right way, I guess.
Well, and one thing I was even thinking, too, is, you know, like in Ohio, we always joke about, you know, people in Florida, you know, how they put on coats when it's 50 degrees outside.
We were literally just doing that 2 days ago. One of my friend's mom lived, oh, my God, or not mom, but it was one of my students' mom was on the phone. She couldn't come check out the new center. Her baby's like 2 months old. And she's coming, but her mom couldn't come because she lives in Florida. And, like, so she was just using her phone. And I told her there were no other kids there. It was just her son. So she was able to, like, I could let her show the room, you know?
Yeah.
Over the phone. But it was so funny because then we literally were sitting there making fun of her for talking about it's 60 degrees down there. And she's put her winter coat on. And here we are. We have 30, 40 degrees. And all of us are wearing, like, jackets.
I know.
I'm
wearing a tank top and leggings, but when I was out, like, right before the show, because I had to give my younger sibling a ride, I literally just had, like, a crop sweater on top.
Yeah.
And, like, went out. And I wasn't sure if the ground was wet, so I had my socks on, so I'm a sock person. I like barefooting in socks.
Oh, you should ask me.
But if my socks get wet,
so
I put my partner's slides on. So I can get to the car, but I always take them off the moment I get in the car.
That was
so that way I don't
judge you.
No, but so I don't have to put my socks on.
No, I get it.
But to me, if I get my socks wet, I'm going to like freak out. And I'm like, and I have a bunch of clean laundry, but I'm like,
but who was to just freaking keep
but I have to go
out.
Through and
oh,
rematch
no,
up
it.
My socks. I'm like, these are my last socks.
Life
if
is
I get
too
them
short
wet.
For matching socks. I'm telling you. So, like, I'm weird. Okay.
No, but it's a texture thing. If
no,
they're
yeah,
not
no.
the same height, then it bothers me.
I got to the point where there's so many in my household and so many socks I have to take care of, I mentally had to give up or I was going to have a mental breakdown. So, that's different for me. Six people socks. I was, no.
Yeah, I'm looking
no.
at mine. And
but, like, I was like,
yeah.
just grab two socks that fit your feet. I don't care. But, like, I'm super, because obviously I'm gung-ho barefooter. Absolutely pains me to have to put shoes on.
Yeah.
But like, so at work, then when I have to put them on, if I do wear shoes, I have to wear socks.
Yeah.
And they have
yeah.
to be pulled as tight as they can be. No wrinkles, no crinkles, no nothing.
Yeah.
It stresses me out.
No,
so
I know
bad.
What you mean.
Like, I absolutely hate it, but like, I can't, like,
it's a very
I'm so weird.
Neurodivergent.
It's a very weird thing. It's like a free, it's like either they have to be like all or nothing. Like, they have to be completely free or they have to be completely encased, I guess. I don't know. But those days are the rough days.
Yeah.
They're very hard days.
Well, and I, you know, and even for both of us being neurodivergent, I even think, and I know we talk about this, you know, in general, but people forget that people's very strong preferences towards barefooting or towards wearing shoes, a lot of the times it is a neurodivergent thing. It's a texture thing.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, sometimes, like, I barefoot in socks. I just prefer, like, if it's cold out, you know, even if it's below 50 degrees, like I don't care unless I'm going in the woods in the mud, you know what I mean? And I'm in tents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, I do like, you know, wearing socks as a texture thing, but if they get wet, it's one of those things that can kind of just like be the camel that broke the straw back. Yeah.
No, I can't do wet socks. No.
Yeah. So
but I love wet feet, wet dirty beds.
Put them on and then pop them off as soon as I get the car, because that way I like having, because I even just like, I like wearing socks even when I drive when it's colder out too, because sometimes the stuff, you know, the pedals can be too cool to the touch.
I still don't even put my shit until I get to work. I'll even walk through the parking lot most of the time and put them on at the door. Like I literally, till the last possible second, to the point where if they're not on my feet, I get a write up. That's when they go on. Literally. Yeah. Write it like if I take one more step, if I open the store and walk in, she's going to write me up, put them on it. Literally. And that's the only reason I put them on.
Yeah, it's because you have to.
Literally. I don't need another write-up. I mean, a write-up. I'm perfect.
Yeah. No.
I can't keep it
safe. Hey, if your write-up is over barefooting, then is that really the worst thing?
If you saw my other write-up, you'd say nope.
But,
they're not that bad. I'm not bad. I just forget stuff.
Yeah, but for me, if it was like dry outside, I'll like walk around in socks, and it's not because I want to hide the fact that I'm barefoot, and I know that's why a lot of people do it, and I get it, and I'm not here to judge, but I think some people also assume a little too much that we're also just trying to hide the fact that we're barefoot.
You know what assuming does, right?
Yeah. But for some of us, it's really, it's like a blanket on my feet. I'm still able to get the grounding effects. I don't feel trapped and encased the way that I do with
rubber.
Shoes.
Rubber is the insulator.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's fabric. When we even got into the article, the health article we got into a few weeks ago, it talked about how increasingly since the 1960s, people have used rubber soles. Mm. And that stopped. Are us being able to ground the electricity in our body, because as I, you know, we talked about earlier, we naturally have electrical signals.
I like
from
that. No.
Brain, from our brain.
Go do makeup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I said that a few weeks ago. I love.
Sorry, I just thought when you said, okay, moving on. Keep
there
going. Keep going.
Go.
Keep going.
but those, electrical signals are sent through our body. That's how we get pain signals. And for a lot of us that have chronic pain, it's because our electrical signals in our body are haywire. And so
they're
grounding and through barefooting really helps do that.
Well,
it
has nowhere to go. It can't go through the rubber. So it literally just goes back into your body. And then it tries to go out again, and it builds up momentum, and then it just goes back up. It's like
it's just
you guys
trapped.
Can't see what I'm doing, but it makes total
sense. But the article also brought up how people used to use, like, fabrics or animal skin hides where you could still ground through the electrical
signals. Like moccasins
signals.
And stuff.
Yeah, the electrical signals can still go through the earth because of the materials they were using. And so if I'm wearing socks, like, I definitely still get the grounding effect.
Even if it's a little muffled, it's still more than dang
Yeah, I don't have that rubber sole insulating. But when it gets 65 and above,
I will
definitely probably not be wearing socks.
I'm a ginger. Because I'm a ginger. That's why I don't wear shoes. I have no soul.
Yeah.
Y'all know that was funny.
It was.
I need to stop. I know.
But I was just saying, like, you know, once it gets warmer outside, when it, it's like, you know, I'm not going to be wearing them. But and to me, it's kind of like, you know, it. Because it's like, you know, sometimes you do need that, you know, extra layer of warmth, and especially for me.
No, like, if I sit outside on my porch for a while, even cold, I'll wrap up in a blanket. So you can close it. Like, I'm going to wrap up, but I'm not going to put shoes on.
Yeah, and like I was talking about, you know, for me, like, the cold makes my issues worse. So having that extra layer of warmth while still being able to ground helped me. And so if you're somebody that, you know, does really struggle with the temperatures, maybe that's something to try. You know, just so if it's like the cold's too much, like you can just stop at socks. You don't, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Some people think it has to be one way or the other. And yeah, it's like, okay, it didn't get gross. Okay, take them off as soon as you get home then. You know, just pop them off. That's what I do.
And like, and I wouldn't say that, like, so for me, I wouldn't even say like if the coldness really makes it worse or better, because I've definitely acclimated myself over the last year to be able to handle it. It doesn't make it better. I wouldn't necessarily say it makes it better necessarily, but it doesn't make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
like I can just keep that even keel of my grounding because, you know, it's just my natural every day. But then as soon as like she's gone, then it's worse.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess staying the same constant would be better than worse. But if you know what I mean, like it's just make it make sense.
I think I'm getting it, but
words have left me, folks. Let's move on.
But, like I said, acclimating yourself to the cold, I've definitely, and I even practice that my own way, but also, but for me, I've noticed I do have a lot more limitations with acclimating to the cold, that sometimes, even when I'm actively trying to get myself better adjusted to the cold, I end up having to rein it back in and take a step back because now I'm having a lot of this pain and these muscle tightness, which is then affecting all these other things. I'll have, you know, issues with my joints. So, If you're somebody, you know, like me that, you know, does have those limitations, I also want you to know that that's okay. You know what I mean? Like that doesn't make any barefooting any less of a integral role in your life. What time is it?
It's 2:21.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
All right. Yeah. We need to run some ads real quick to stay on schedule. Do you mind running ads? I'll make a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a few minutes, friends. Shocking. Audrey and Phoenix got distracted. We went off on a tangent. Breaking news. while she's pulling it up, I'm just going to ramble a bit and be ridiculous because it's kind of what I do. But we're going to, yeah, whenever you're ready. We'll get an ad break going and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Sounds good.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hello, folks. We are back with Barefooted Legal Radio. We are here with Phoenix and Audrey, just kind of talking a bit about the different, climates and, you know, how that can kind of influence our different experiences, as well as some other stuff. But Barefooted Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to sharing the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as, you know, just sharing general support, encouragement, information, and just discussing barefooting in general is kind of more so what we do here. But this is the main nonprofit organization out there. Yeah, the only nonprofit out there for barefooting.
Yeah.
Right now. And so if you are, you know, just listening in or even listening for the first time, go to barefootedlegal.org, and you can find a lot of great information. There is like different documentation that you can print off, especially if you are a barefooter and you've been getting some just backlash, probably for no reason. Then you can have proof with you to carry around. To carry around.
We recommend you printing it off so that way you have like a hard copy. Because a lot of times feel like when they look at a digital copy, for some reason, they're always suspicious of it. But, like, the hard copy, somehow, I don't know what the difference is. It can't be digitally doctored, I guess. But, I mean, it's just recommended, like, go ahead and print it off, have a hard copy, keep in your wallet or whatnot. And that's available on the Barefoot is Legal website. And those you can print for free. Like, you don't even have to pay for those. So it's not like we're trying to get money that way. Like, those are free. You can find the documentation, print it off.
Yeah, it's free for use.
Yeah, you can join the VIB group. It's $49.95, and you become a VIB. ID. Jeez, like where you send us a photo of you barefoot, you head to toe barefoot in a store or somewhere public, and that would be your photo, your ID photo, and it's got information, QR code, different things. Get some little goodies in the bag. Some business cards, I got a bumper sticker when I joined, I got a bumper sticker on my van, for Barefoot is Legal, and, just another things, t-shirt, whatnot. So it's worth it. You get a lot out of it. And, if that's something you're interested in, otherwise, you know, there's still resources available, whether you're a member or not. Yes, the money helps us to be able to put on
health fairs.
That's it. Like health fairs, different types of fairs, you know, where you can set up booths and things. Because that's not free. We're not profit, but we still have to pay for stuff. So it helps with those costs and mailing and signage and different things. But that's not like word of mouth is the best thing. Just so people know that it's legit, that it's legal, that it's safe, that, you know, it is a valid way of life. Basically, it's valid. So we've got lots of information on that there. Like we said, Instagram right now is mostly, you know, different things than me barefooting out in public. I will take member submissions, though.
of your, you know, your photos out in public, whatnot, and share them as member submissions and tag you if you'd like, or not tag you if you don't want me to. Some people have asked me not to tag them, so I don't. You just have to let me know in advance. If you don't specifically tell me, I kind of assume you're okay with it. So if you don't want tagged in it, you gotta make that specific. And there's a lot of different links in the links tree on there as well that you can, for resources that we've been working on setting up, to share more information of the organization and reasonings and different things, like the different studies there have been and whatnot.
And just a reminder, guys, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in all 50 states and territories in the U.S. Now, right. If you're, you know, affiliated with the military, obviously things get a little bit trickier. You know, we have a member that, you know, has talked about this and called in on the show has addressed this too. And so, you know, we do have to keep that in mind. You know, there are some people that are living under much more restriction and rules. But
just make sure you find out what your protocols are.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Just make sure you know that for you.
You see what your restrictions would be as far as that goes. And then with them, like him, he's Navy, so when he's on the ship, absolutely shoots. And I get that. That's the safety thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Like, shoes are literally the only thing shoes are. They're not an all-day, everyday thing, in my opinion. They're literally a tool to be used when absolutely necessary. Some conditions warrant it. Most do not.
Yeah. But if you are a citizen and not affiliated with the military, like, you
civilian.
Have that right. Or a civilian, sorry. Ooh. If you are a civilian.
You've been raised in a military town and you don't know. I'm kidding. Sorry. I'm being ridiculous. That's silly.
Carry you know what I mean.
Move on.
But anyway, I just mean if you are an average person in the United States and you have right to barefoot in public spaces.
We are not the superheroes. That's true.
Like, you have that right. And anyway, you have that right to just barefoot. You don't have to live under people's criticism and BS. That is your right. That is your right.
So much better when you don't care what people say.
And people may try to bully you out of that right, but I promise you, barefoot is legal. We would not be a 501c3 nonprofit organization with the name Barefoot is Legal if that were not true.
The sole purpose of proving it's legal.
Exactly. That's what we do. And so do not let people bully you out of that.
You don't get 501c3 for a false thing.
Yeah, you don't just get that. They don't hand it out, I promise you.
It's not like a Girl Scout cookie and everyone can buy them.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's what I thought of.
Because
my daughter's selling Girl Scout cookies.
Probably,
Not plug. That was not a plug, by the way. That was a random Audrey thought.
No, you're good. But, you know, I know what you mean. It was a relevant analogy in your brain, though.
Yeah. However, if you want,
I'll probably have to look into that because I do love Girl Scout cookies. But what I'm trying to say, guys, is you have that right. Do not let people bully you out of that right. And it's hard because sometimes that bullying doesn't even look like bullying. I mean, you have to think about that in general. I mean, a lot of people go through trauma that they didn't realize was trauma at the time. And trauma is just anything really, actually, that physiologically disrupts the central nervous system.
What's traumatic for one might not be for another.
So, what's traumatic for one person may not be traumatic for the same person because we all have different needs. You know, we all have the same generalized needs, but we all think about emotionally. There are certain things that people could say to me that I just would be like, whatever. But other people, like, that would break them. But there are also things that have really struck a chord with me that wouldn't with other people because we have different emotional needs. We have different emotional experiences.
We're just even chemical makeups in general. That's what dictates our emotions is the chemical makeup of our body.
And some people are more logical about things than others. Like sometimes, you know, if I'm like, and I'm not even kidding. Like sometimes if I'm having a mental breakdown and I am like, I could be paranoid about something. Like, and you know, I need someone to look at me and be like, dude, you're being crazy right now. And to me, I'm like, you're right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally putting that into perspective. Because sometimes I'd be like, is this paranoia or what? Well, like, I don't know. So if somebody just tells me, somebody I love tells me, girl, you're being crazy right now.
I'm going to be like, you're right, and that snaps me back. But for another person,
go scream in the laundry room and come back out. Yeah. That works. I know that's for a fat Jack.
I would also like five, but
I bet
know.
It'll still work today. Again.
Honestly, I do think that we should have, like, I think that'd be a thing.
I think all houses should have a soundproof closet that's your screen room.
But you know, sometimes, and realizing as I got older, and you know, realizing that you know, being undiagnosed early on, neurodivergent,
but then, you know, being older and more able to control your body, for the most part.
Mm-hmm. But like, well, I mean, we're all trying our best for sure. But by realizing too that for me, I would get really overstimulated as somebody neurodivergent, and then needing that outlet. And then it's like, yeah, I'm fine because I was overstimulated. I went, you know, I mean, I was like a kid when we used to do this. She used to babysit me for reference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was like, you know, 5-7 years old, you know, I would go to the laundry room, scream, and then I was done and I was out. Mm-hmm. But some people, because I got overwhelmed, but
she would come over super tired. So she, therefore she was super grumpy for that. Like she couldn't handle her ish that day. And I remember one day I just broke it. I said, you are going to go in my laundry room. You're going to shut the door. You are going to scream until you're done and you're going to come back out. And she looked at me at first, like I was crazy. Like I didn't mean it. I'm like, no, go. She did. She went. She screamed. It wasn't that bad because she had the door shut, thankfully. She did follow that direction. She came back out smiling, jumping, bouncing, ready to go to school.
Yeah.
And then she goes, can I go scream again?
Yeah, no. But the funny thing is
but then you would start coming in if you're grumpy.
Yeah, and
you just go do it.
I've mentioned this in the past, but I nanny kids, and for reference, this actually helps them. Sometimes they have intense emotional issues. Now, if they're throwing things, even pillows, we don't tolerate that because you're not going to throw things at people. But you can go to your room and in your safe place where everybody's also, you know, safe too from that. And, you know, you can throw things that are yours as long as it's not something that, you know, breakable. But, like, throw your pillows, blankets around, scream, cry, kick the floor because they do that too. But, you know, make sure that everybody is safe. They get it out. And, like, yeah, before, like, sometimes even before school, they just wake up and they're just mad. And sometimes, too, it's because their dad has to leave. He works a lot. And he can't help that. But, you know, they're kids, and then they struggle with that. And that's okay.
And they don't have the emotional control of an adult.
I mean, he's a great dad, but still, like, a lot of people are in that situation where you can be a great parent, but you have to provide for your kids financially.
You do.
And so you make sacrifices. And so sometimes that's even hard on the kids, and they're able to get those emotions out because then they'll fight and try to take it out on each other. I'm like, why aren't doing that?
And that's what I do in my class, and when kids start slapping each other, because it starts around the age I have them. So, like, and it's totally developmentally appropriate. It's going to happen, but I always redirect them. So you may slap a pillow. You may slap a stuffed animal. You may not slap a friend.
Yeah.
You know, and all that would be like, and there's, you know, a couple times I've had a little boy in there. He was getting real bad, and I would just look at him like, where's your pillow? There was one pillow he'd always like to slap, a fluffy, fuzzy thing. It was really fun to play with. Where's your pillow? And he would stop, walk to his pillow, slap it a few times, and lay on it and snuggle, and he was good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you just teach him, really, like, it is we all have the urge to hit things.
Yeah.
We as adults generally have the self-control to not do that. But expecting children to be able to control themselves, like, that is absolutely preposterous.
They have to be taught. They have to be taught.
No amount of yelling at them is going to get them. That's just going to make it worse. They're going to get more stressed out and want to hit more and harder. Showing them where they can let it out, that is helpful.
And the problem I think we see too, and because to me this ties into barefooting, and I will make
it to
other people.
I let my kids
because
barefoot in classrooms.
And so it's like about finding those appropriate ways of dealing with your emotions. Mm-hmm. Barefooting for me is one of those ways that helps my emotional regulation. And I realized too, realizing later in life, you know, being neurodivergent, that I can get really overstimulated, and shoes are a big sensory overstimulation for me, and that causes me to feel very emotionally intense, and then I start thinking that it's this or that in my life, and I start trying to associate emotions with it, when really I was overstimulated, realizing that I do have sensitivity to lights. I also have that because of fibromyalgia. Too many bright lights, blue light can even trigger vomiting, like it's bad.
It's like
I have to be careful
opposite.
At concerts.
Bright light or I can't see.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I have to be careful at concerts. I went to one in June that, like, at one point, I really, the only way I could watch was, like, literally through my phone screen, or else I would have, like, probably started throwing up or passed out. But it was still, like, cool show. There was just a lot of white light, and that was the only set or part of the set that, or yeah, maybe the only set, if I'm saying that right. But anyway, that had bright lights like that. But it was called Lighthouse, so it was supposed to be very intentional with that use.
Right.
But anyway, but even being neurodivergent and realizing, like, loud noises, shoes, there are a lot of things that can be a sensory overload that cause these intense emotions. And we have to also think about how this is also affecting kids, kids that are in classrooms, kids that are just struggling in school. And I even think about how when I was struggling, I mean, I'm thankful that, you know, I had somebody that gave me that outlet to let it out before school. You know, I had a safe place where I could scream, and other people, you know, didn't have to, it wasn't like I was screaming at anybody.
Exactly.
It was a safe place. It was a safe situation for other people.
Yeah, it was provided to keep you and others safe.
Yeah.
Because then you, when the whole thing with that, and then if I sent you to school like that, your teacher was going to have a hell of a day, a heck of a day with you.
Yeah.
And so would everybody else. And I'd probably get at home.
But even being a nanny, I see the same thing with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it, but I do
why
really
I did what I did.
To make them wear shoes in the morning. And I've noticed that one of them, if he's having a really emotional day, he does not want to put his shoes on sometimes. But with it being winter right now and him only being 5 years old, I hate that I have to kind of, I feel like a hypocrite at times.
Is there a way, how far is it, like, from their front door to your car? Would it be possible for you to tell him he can barefoot, he can wait, put his shoes on in the car?
No, the thing is I'm not sure if it's a barefooting thing. It kind of just clicked to me because this happened yesterday.
Okay.
It kind of actually just clicked while we were talking about this. Now I think about it. So I might actually ask him about that next time and see.
Even if it's cold, he might
if that's what his issue is. Is he, because, well, the problem is sometimes he just likes to argue.
Mm.
And so yesterday I was having a hard time. I know I could just tell he was kind of in an emotional mood, but he didn't even have an outburst like he does some mornings. And some of the other kids, they have outbursts in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent, you know, sent them to their room or even after school because you just think, you know, they get stimulated. And so, but I might even talk to him about that. And because sometimes it's hard to tell, are you just trying to argue? Because he also was trying to tell me it wasn't time to go to school when it was. So
sometimes it may be also not even like, it may not be about arguing and it may not be about sensory thing. It could be about him just not having a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give him a choice, you can put your shoes on now or you can put them on in the car. Which do you prefer?
Well, and that's why I give them a 15-minute prep period. So that way they can, I let them know that you have 15 minutes to do these things, do them when you're ready. But we have to leave now. And so he was trying to argue that we still had like half an hour before we had to go to school. And I mean, like, we still have 30 minutes. I was like, no, we don't. And so, and that was interesting. But he got bad in that moment, like arguing with me. So I might even bring that up and see maybe that is potentially something that's going on for him. Is shoes the problem? Like, what's going on here? Because it was a really rough morning. And just with him over, you know, getting ready. And
I'll tell you what, yesterday.
So I couldn't tell what was going on.
And coworkers was a rough day, we barely made it through the day. We skin of our teeth, man, barely.
For those, you know, who know, I do astrology stuff. I will be offering, doing posts again soon. But the moon was in Pisces, which is very emotional, but Pisces does actually rule the feet. And so, you know, I even think about that sometimes. I feel like whenever the moon is in Pisces or there's certain placements in particular in Pisces, I do feel like not barefooting is harder for me, you know, at certain points. So, but it's also a very emotional time. So that's why, and he's also in Pisces now, but whatever. So, you know, sometimes I can't tell if it was just, you know, the emotional thing. Yes.
Okay.
Or if it was just an emotional thing or if it was, you know, maybe even shoes or maybe it's both. And so that may be even something that I can bring up and address to him. But what I'm realizing, too, with what we're talking about, how people not having those safe places, a lot of adults did not have those. And that's where we see people taking their palms out on each other, bullying, while other people become the type to walk on eggshells because of their, you know, history, upbringing, their own trauma. And so we really have to take the time to, like, deal with our own emotions to do it in a safe place. And when I'm saying don't let people bully you out of your emotions, or not out of your emotions, sorry, out of barefooting.
That either, though.
But even bullying
emotions
you out of your
are
emotions.
Valid.
Yeah.
Sonny, they're all valid. You have the right to feel them, but how you react to them, that is what you need to work on.
Yes.
That is what we need to
yeah.
the appropriate, healthy ways to express them.
And as barefooters, when we are facing opposition, when we are facing the crap that we really shouldn't even be facing, we have to think about how can we keep our emotions in check, but and not even necessarily for them, but for us. What kind of person do you want to be?
Yeah.
You know, yes, we don't want to be people that are bullied. Yes, we do not want to be people that are trampled on. But, you know, you still have, do you want to be a trampler? Do you want to trample on people too? You know,
right.
What kind of person do you want to be? And so stand up for yourself, but we do have to remember to keep our emotions in check and find those safe places. And so that's why I think it's very important for us to connect with barefooters, the community, share our experiences, because that is where we can have those safe places to talk about these things. Because I know from experience that when you're talking about frustrations, and if you're not talking to the right people or the people that understand, they can become very invalidating. Your own experience becomes very invalidating. So, you know, do not give these people explosive,
don't give them ammo.
Yeah, don't. And also just think about the type of person you want to be, but do not allow yourself to be bullied either.
Right.
But also find those safe places where you can talk and you can rant and you can talk about your frustrations so that way,
communicate in a healthy way.
Yeah, communicate in a healthy way.
That still gets your feelings across, but it's not, like, necessarily aggressive or demeaning or, lack of a better, negative, which just encompasses it all. Like, but my main goal, and that's what I work on even with my students, is, like I said before, like, all emotions are valid. Being mad, being sad, being angry, being scared, being hurt, being whatever. They're all valid, but the way we respond to and express those emotions can be hurtful or it can be helpful.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not everybody also deserves to see your struggles.
Right. And sometimes I think too, we can get caught up in social situations where we feel like we have to prove our struggles to people.
Yeah.
And we feel like we can't share our successes.
People try to make you feel like they're,
barefooters. And in this community, we also need to keep our own emotions in check and make sure that we are allowing other people's opinions and perspectives to be seen so we do not become just like the people that have crapped on us.
Exactly.
We need to have the same.
We don't allow ourselves to fall into the right or wrong mindset.
Yeah. And it is hard. It is sometimes to see things from other people's perspective,
mm-hmm.
but we're all coming from different environments. So when people, you know, and so like we were talking about earlier with the climate thing, when people are looking at you like you're crazy for only wearing shoes at once at all this winter, despite the snow,
mm-hmm.
You know, these people might be coming from warmer climates.
Or even from here where they're like, you know, always taught or raised or believed that, you know, that it's absolutely horrendous, horrible, awful, terrible, no good, very bad thing to do to not wear shoes when it's any type of weather, but you're at the beach and it's warm.
And then
there's people that think that, and that's okay. I disagree with you 100%, but I'll defend to the best the right to have that opinion.
Well, and
I mean, I agree with it.
Barefooters even have, you know, their own traumas of being invalidated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our natural flow, that is who we are, that's what's natural for us. And so barefooting is a part of many people's natural flow.
Mm-hmm.
And when any time that we have to self-alienate rather than self-actualize, that can be a trigger physiologically in your central nervous system, which
mm-hmm.
can be traumatic. And it also depends to the extent of, you know, your family's, you know, crap, you know, and that they would put on you. I mean, for lack of a better word.
All families got it. We all do.
Oh, everyone does. But, you know, some people very more intense, where some people may just be saying some criticism and, you know, maybe too overprotectiveness.
I had someone tell me it was sinful to barefoot before.
But some people my experience is like
pretty
that.
Sure the priest took them up still and said, well, I'm not sure, but okay.
But, you know what I mean? Like, there are people that grew up with a lot more intense, true self-alienation. So I even think about how some of these people that are leaving negative comments, how they're bringing their own baggage to the table when and not even in a healthy way, where instead of talking about it in a healthy way about how this is a problem, you know, we need to change this way of thinking. Mm-hmm. Instead, they are projecting it. They're literally throwing it onto other people.
Oh, yeah.
And
I would want to read it. So she shared, she found a broken wine bottle and, you know, she took a picture of his in a parking lot. Someone going, oh, we all know she just took her shoes off just for this photo. I'm like, no, she didn't.
Yeah,
like,
you don't know her.
No one's barefoot in this weather. And I'm like, I am.
Yeah.
She is. Like, lots of people are.
There are,
like,
people out there, yeah.
And it was like, it was funny because it was like wet and rainy, yes, but it was like 50, 55 degrees outside. Like, dude, that is like barefoot heaven, person. Like,
I remember that day
because
I went out.
I was like, you're wrong.
Yeah, but
I
okay.
Made sure to go out in
okay.
Nature.
Yeah, because I made sure to go take that time that day to go out in nature to be able to barefoot and stuff. I don't think I took any pictures or videos sometimes when I'm out there. It's such a personal time. I don't always, you know, even think about that either. And then when I'm in public, you know, I'm just doing me. I'm busy. I'm getting
able to
stuff.
Go
I don't always think about it. And it's not, a lot of times, too, I don't even think about that I'm barefooting in public unless somebody says anything. Like, I just don't think anything of it because I'm, you know, caught up in all the stuff I'm trying to get done or something. But, you know, some people are bringing their own baggage to the table.
Yeah.
But, again, with the climate thing,
try not to.
But are you projecting it on other people or are you, you know, vocalizing it and trying to change with it,
you know,
how are you using it?
Exactly.
And so I want people to be more mindful of, one, how they're using their own energy and their own voice, but also how are you accepting other people's criticism? Because some people's criticism, that is their own problems, their own garbage, their own baggage. That is not your responsibility. Move on. Whether they are a barefooter or whether they're a shoe wearer, it does not matter. Other people's garbage is their garbage. It's not yours. You can't let people bully you. So don't become like them and fire back with the same energy. Just
rise
above. And that doesn't mean, you know, don't say what you need to say. That doesn't mean, you know, silence yourself.
I mean, take their crap.
It doesn't mean make yourself smaller. You can be bold and intense and still be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, too, that will get your point across more, but it'll also force that person to really have to reflect on themselves.
Yep. When you turn it into a question of some sort, too, when they have to think to answer themselves, even if it's just a simple, but why? And they actually have to try and explain it, and you're like, but why? Like, literally, I turn it into one of my students. Why?
Yeah.
But I'll act like I'm the dumbest person in the world and make this person explain it to me until they realize how stupid they sound.
Yeah.
I've done it so many times.
You can do that in all situations.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I know what they're trying to say, but I'm going to make them say it so they hear how good it
sounds. Yeah. And you can use that in all situations even, too. You just do not let people bully you, but do not become like them.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Fine line sometimes.
Barefooting is your right. People, you know, they can't take that away from you, at least not right now. And so that's why we need to be so adamant about barefooting, is there's a lot of crap going on in general. And we need to rise above and just push.
Yeah.
And
it may not be the most important thing in the world, but at the same time, it kind of is, because it just has literally to do with your personal liberties. Like,
control over your own body.
Exactly. So it's like, it's not necessarily, this whole thing is not even necessarily just about the feet. It's about bodily autonomy and making my own choices for my own life, not my choices for your life.
Yeah. And so even if you're not a barefooter, you should get behind barefoot is legal. You should.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't choose to go barefoot.
Or you think those of us who do are weird. Okay, fine.
It's still
but
a choice.
Do you like having bodily choice, bodily autonomy to make that choice?
Yeah.
Whether or not you're going to wear shoes? Do you like choosing whether or not you're going to wear shoes? Do you like that choice?
Yeah.
Support us.
Yeah.
Find us. Look us up. Show us your support. Let us know. Like, even if it's just letting us know, like, you would never do it, but I support your decision and I'm behind you. I'm with you. Like, that means the world to anybody, knowing that even if you don't have the same mindset, that you still, like, will support. Like, my husband, he is team shoes all the way. Yeah. He absolutely is. He won't even go check the mailbox, which is right by our porch, without shoes on. Like, he just put
off. Yeah, I'm the same way.
And I'm like, okay, but he doesn't tear me down. He supports me. When we're in public, he's got my back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He fully supports my decision. He doesn't quite get it sometimes, and when it's frozen outside like it is, he thinks I'm absolutely insane and doesn't understand it at all, which, I, to be fair, I understand that. But, like, to a point,
but he's not going to invalidate you.
He's not, and he's not going to tear me down.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to fully support me in my decision, my choice.
That's the most important thing.
It's about
even there
choice.
Exactly.
You know,
do you want somebody telling you what you can do with your body? No, nobody does.
Our marriage wouldn't have lasted. This marriage would make 18 years, and I promise you, we would not have made it this far if we tried to control each other.
Yeah, and I mean, and to think in general, if anybody can tell you whether or not you can wear shoes, how far are people going to be willing to take that? I mean, we've already seen it
taken further, too,
in other areas with women's rights issues. I'm not even trying to be political.
Protesters or this, that, and the other. I'm like, none of that. No, it literally links to absolutely everything you want to choose for your own body. Mm-hmm. Whether it's your hair color, makeup, no makeup, nail polish, no nail polish, real nails, fake nails, what type of top you're wearing, what type of bottoms you're wearing, what type of this, whether or not you can have tattoos, whether or not you can have, it's all linked together, and it's in the same category of bodily autonomy and freedom of choice.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
all
there
together.
Are points in history, and even unfortunately still in this world, where because of, you know, religious institutions, and the government being able to control that. I mean, we even see that in Iran with women, the choice of their jobs and cutting their hair. Like, they're being oppressed in that way. It's all interconnected.
And for a lot of time, too, for the main reason that a lot of folks mm-hmm. that were of different religions, whether it's Sikh or Muslim or you know, even Jewish, like, that wear the head coverings. A lot of times when they wouldn't even have a license, it's because even for the females, they would try and sport no head coverage in their license photo.
Yeah.
Which, like, part of me understands the why, but here's my thing. If you pull someone over that believes in this, they're going to have it on, don't you?
Yeah.
That's how
they're going to look anyway.
Yeah. But it's very much the same similar thing. And I'm not getting on one religion or another. I'm not, like, promoting one or another. I'm just saying, because we're all valid. We all have our own opinions, our own options, our own validations. But I promise you, it's on the same line as even what you wear on your feet.
Yeah.
It's all connected. We're not just
because
hippie
we
dippy
can't draw lines on where they can have control of bodies.
Is it really 90
seconds? Shoot. Sorry, guys. We got really into that. We are running out of time.
Oh.
But we cannot draw lines on where they can control our bodies. We need to, you know, where is it? The feet? The head? No. We
mm-hmm.
need to be able to have
whether
full control.
Whether or not you can wear more than just your wedding ring or whatever. Or like,
yeah. You should have full control over that. And, you know, if you're not a barefooter, get behind Barefoot is Legal. If you are a barefooter, please keep with your support. You can find us. That Real Barefoot is Legal, and everything else except for TikTok is Barefoot is Legal. You can find us on barefootislegal.org, and you can find us on TikTok at Barefoot is Legal 2, as in the number 2. But, you know, this is important, guys. We have to keep up the energy, but we also have to turn it up. Be more fiery about our rights and our own bodies.
Exactly.
So you have that right. Do not let people bully you out of it and keep pushing because there are so many benefits for
it.
But we do have to wrap up, guys, and it was really great. I think talking.
Yeah, for real. We didn't get any answered calls. Apologize again. We literally went down that rabbit hole. We will be back next week, and
take care, guys.
Hopefully we'll be able to answer that phone call. Sorry, I'm sorry, Kevin.
Take care, guys. Bye.